listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas with the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ live coast to coast. 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock here in Las Vegas. We've got an action-packed hour for you this Wednesday. A lot of NFL talk. Gurley, OMG. Maybe we were right. Also, Le'Veon Bell. Also, Brown. Antonio Brown for the Steelers. Lakers, will they make the playoffs or not? Pretty important. LeBron's got a heck of a streak going. Bottom of the hour, Mark Willer, longtime San Diego expert, talking about the Machado deal. And one of the five biggest games of the college basketball season, extended Vegas preview, North Carolina Duke. Tickets upwards of $3,000 for the game. It's about as much as Fez makes on an average night. He's with us, NFL expert. Brad Powers has all the college knowledge. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to know more than their buddies. My personal promise, we will deliver the Vegas truth to you. But you can't have pros without Joes. He is Jonas Knox.
Always good to be here, RJ. And we start on Straight Out of Vegas with a story that we were all over during Super Bowl week while we were in Atlanta. What was going on with Todd Gurley? The production dipped. He wasn't seeing a lot of playing time. And we may have gotten an answer from C.J. Anderson, who was Todd Gurley's replacement, and C.J. Anderson, appearing on FS1's Undisputed on Tuesday, said the following, quote, "He was really more hurt than we thought. The injury was a little bit more than what everybody in the building thought, including myself," end quote. So with that, RJ, what is the Vegas perspective on the Todd Gurley saga?
Well, first, let's lay out the stakes of the discussion. What we said all week, quite frankly, leading up to the NFC Championship game. What we said from Radio Row, the beautiful Fox Sports Radio set piece, hundreds of square feet, TV screens, Jonas's profile everywhere that you look on those screens, everyone else down below. What did we say? Pounded the fist. What the heck is going on? Todd Gurley, one of the five highest paid non-quarterbacks in the NFL. Todd Gurley, one of the five most valuable non-quarterbacks in the NFL, according to Vegas. We say so. And in the NFC Championship game, he hardly played. And no one knew why. He wasn't on the injury report. He wasn't on the injury report for the Super Bowl either. But the betting market, with his over-under rush yards on the props, discounted him about 40%. It went from about 98 yards to 60-some yards was expected from Gurley. And he even underperformed that discount. Now, what did we say? We said, wait a minute. This is regulated now. This isn't the old time. I mean, listen, it was regulated back years ago because it was in Nevada regulated. But, oh, those Nevadans, they're crazy. Who cares? That was some of the mentality of those in the leagues. But now it's Jersey. Now it's Mississippi. Now it's Pennsylvania. So many other places. And it's just growing and growing. So our assumption is if there's a betting market, and isn't that what the stock market is? We can say investment. We can say calculated risk.
But you need to understand it is not a gamble. It is a calculated risk.
We can use any words that we want. You're risking money, trying to make more money because you think you can predict the future better than the next guy. That's what happened when your grandpa bought IBM, and that's what happens when Fezzik bets Finland basketball. He's trying to predict the future better than the guy next to him. Well, when you predict the future, it's all about information. What is the classic phrase in the old school boiler room? Sell your house and car and kids and bet this game. Inside information. Now, what the NFL did exceptionally well, and let's give them credit. We're not afraid to give the NFL heat. It's kind of fun. But let's give them credit. Decades and decades ago, they figured, well, wait a minute. If everybody knows everything about injuries, there is no inside information. Thus, the injury report wasn't an option. It was an obligation. Report this correctly. Okay. Now the gambling's going up on a game that had billions of dollars, literally billions bet on it, the Super Bowl. Gurley seemingly wasn't right. His production certainly wasn't right. And no one really was talking about it before, based on the production of the NFC Championship game. And if they were, it was an afterthought. And then after the game, they weren't really talking about it. But now, we've got an update. Straight out of Vegas, I'm RJ Bell. CJ Anderson, as Jonas said something that quite frankly makes no sense. So let's read the quote verbatim. Gurley was, past tense, really more hurt than we thought. So thought, past tense. So that means at some point in the past, which was before the Super Bowl, during the Super Bowl, Gurley was more hurt than we thought, past tense, at the time. So that means that they were still being 100% honest, apparently, that somehow he was so hurt that he couldn't perform, but at the time, they didn't think he was really hurt. Gurley was really more hurt than we thought. So that assumes there's been some new revelation of information. The New York Post report at the end says, well, that seems to contradict what the coach McVay said in the press conference after. Well, let's think again about the timeline. There's before the game, when there's the injury report and all the talk on the podiums. And it was like, hey, he's healthy. Gurley's healthy. Then there's a press conference after the game, hours later. Hey, Gurley was fine. And now, weeks later, CJ Anderson, fresh off the couch, said, oh, well, actually, quote, Gurley was really more hurt than we thought. So something new has been discovered, apparently, from that time, the past tense, till now. What is that? And why are we hearing it from CJ Anderson? Why aren't we hearing it from the Rams? And the fact that we're not, why is Straight Out of Vegas, why is RJ Bell, why is Fox Sports Radio talking about it, but the NFL isn't? This seems like a big issue, and I'll say it succinctly because we're going to be saying it a lot. Enron, big company, millions and billions at stake. When they lied, they had a fiduciary responsibility to tell the truth to the marketplace. People went to jail. Now there's billions being bet on football games, legally being taxed, sending kids to school, literally, with the tax dollars. And the league owes it to the marketplace to tell us the status of these injured players. Not only do they owe it, but if they don't do it, it's going to increase greatly the chance of inside information of some type of corruption. Because if a guy betting or a team betting $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a game feels like they can get information no one else has, they're going to be paying tens of thousands of dollars to trainers and such for that information. We don't want that, but for whatever reason, no one else seems to care. Thoughts, guys?
Well, I think, RJ, you nailed this from the get-go. You looked at the production of Gurley, and you said, you know what? I don't know what's wrong, but clearly something must be wrong. You didn't know if it was an injury, if there was something mental, but you predicted this way before anybody else.
Yeah, well, and obviously the marketplace felt the same thing. What I pounded my fist about was the idea that there seems to be no consequence. It didn't even seem to be a discussion. Listen, I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. I mean, I don't want to judge, but sometimes it feels like Jonas is a little bit. And I'm not the type to talk conspiracy theory, but it's like, boy, the analogy is if LeBron James in the conference finals game 7 played 8 minutes, that was pretty much what happened with Gurley playing so little in the NFC championship game. The fact it wasn't the main conversation doesn't make any sense to me. What do you think, John?
Yeah, no, it was very bizarre. And it seemed like nobody, like I can tell you this, even my own brother called me while we were in Atlanta saying, is anybody talking about this Gurley stuff? Like, what's going on here? I said,
and did you say, have you heard of RJ Bell?
Well, yeah, I said, we're talking about it, but we seem to be the only ones because it wasn't really, I think we just all assumed that we were going to take the Rams on their word that, oh, he wasn't in, you know, it's not an injury thing. It's not this. Okay, well, if he's not injured, I guess we'll just take him on their word. And then it just turns out it continued to go on and on that he wasn't seeing the playing time that we all expected him to see. Very bizarre.
Except the marketplace was discounting Gurley by 40% in his rush yards. 98 yards would have been expected for the over-under rush yards, and it was in the 60s, low 60s. So I think there was real skepticism, but no one seemed to want to talk about it. Again, this is a story that today's New York Post report doesn't shine light on. It just actually raises more questions. When we come back, we're going to ask another key question related. How valuable are running backs? Because Gurley's absence or limitations didn't seem to warrant much conversation in the Super Bowl. Now, Le'Veon Bell is looking for a lot of money. Is he worth it?
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. Coming up in just a couple of moments, we will talk about some big news regarding one of the best players at his position in the NFL.
Each weekday, we have fun bringing the fun of Vegas straight to you right now on the Strip. 48 degrees. The neon is pulsing.
RJ, we talked about the latest on Todd Gurley. CJ Anderson, who spoke on Fox Sports 1 on Tuesday, said that he was more injured than they had originally thought. So we broke that down in a major way last segment because we were all over it during the Super Bowl week. But another running back is also in the news, and that running back is Le'Veon Bell. Steelers general manager Kevin Colbert told local reporters on Wednesday they will not be placing the franchise tag or transition tag on Le'Veon Bell, making him an unrestricted free agent when the new league year starts next month.
Yeah, now I'll tell you something. If Gurley, who by all accounts is at least as good, if not better, than Bell, if his absence, his limitations, his four carries in the NFC Championship game isn't all that noteworthy, apparently to be discussed enough, sufficiently, as one of the lead stories with the Super Bowl, then why in the heck would Le'Veon Bell be? I mean, here's a guy as a Steelers fan personally, and if you're not, you may forget injuries and suspensions. And I mean, if you just look at the numbers, Gurley is 24 years old and he's carried the ball 1,042 times. Le'Veon Bell is 3 years older. He's carried the ball 1,229 times. So literally, it's like 170 more carries in 3 years. Now, you might say, oh, that's a good sign. Le'Veon Bell doesn't really have the miles on his legs, right? His legs are fresher. Or maybe it's a sign that this guy doesn't really want to be on the football field all that much. Yeah, more than I would, maybe. More than the average person. But we're talking about, is Le'Veon Bell worth being one of the 10 highest paid non-quarterbacks in the NFL? I'm sure that's what he's going for, if not top five. Rumors I hear is Gurley's contract with the Rams was one of the reasons Le'Veon Bell didn't sign his tender, because it was like, well, look, that's the way a team really treats a player, a running back they really like. And Fez, NFL expert Steve Fezzik, I mean, I know it's a cliche. Oh, young running backs, they're kind of interchangeable. But boy, the numbers are eye-popping.
Yes, last year, 9 of the 10 top running backs in the league, RJ, were age 25 or less. That's not good news for 27-year-old Mr. Bell.
No doubt about it. And if you, but maybe it is, because it ties into another one of our big picture straight out of Vegas themes. I'm RJ Bell, which is that back in the day, it was about winning. Then it became about stats. And then it's become about another stat, which is your Instagram followers. If Le'Veon Bell had just played hard-nosed football, Hines Ward-style football the last couple years, not having monster years. Yeah, if he rushed for 2,300 yards, he'd be even more famous. But if he had normal, good years for him, would we be talking about Le'Veon Bell more or less? I think less. I think all the drama, all the reality show stuff means we're talking about him more. And because of that, he seems to be more in demand. Oh, that movie star, that singer shaved her head. She's crazy. Charlie Sheen, winner, winner, chicken dinner. All the things that break through in the media seems to increase the value of these players. Now, there is a tipping point. If they act crazy enough, it's a problem. But boy, if you could make the case, oh, it's Le'Veon just fighting for his rights, player rights or whatever. My gut feeling is that for all the shenanigans, for all that he didn't give the Steelers in the last couple years, I'm not sure that Le'Veon Bell is hurt in any way. I think his brand is bigger, and that means probably one of 31 other non-Steeler NFL teams are probably going to be willing to pay more for him now than they would have if he had just played football. And to me, if winning is what matters, that's a big mistake.
We've got an update on where Antonio Brown may be playing next in the NFL. We'll get to that here coming up in just a moment. Want to let you know that we are brought to you by Maaco. You might not be able to get a new car with your tax refund, but you can make your car feel like it's brand new. All it needs is a great paint job. Come into Maaco today and get your dream paint job during their tax season sales event. So another Pittsburgh Steeler who's been in the news all throughout the offseason is Antonio Brown, who reportedly spoke with Steelers ownership. They have said they will grant him a trade and they will work on finding a destination for him outside of Pittsburgh. So, RJ, what does Vegas see as a potential landing spot for Antonio Brown?
Well, I tell you, this is what Vegas does best. You're getting it straight out of Vegas, which is quantifying the possibility of uncertain events. Right now, there's odds where Brown lands. Brad Powers.
Yeah, and the leader to get Antonio Brown right now, the 49ers plus 250. So a $100 bet wins you $250. Next up, the Colts 3-1, followed by the Bills 4-1. And then you have the Cardinals 5-1, and still the Steelers 5-1 to get Antonio Brown.
And Colin Cowherd today on the Herd Fox Sports Radio had, I think he led the show, if I'm recalling. Yeah. He has his theory. Give it to us, Brad, and give us the odds on Collins' long shot.
Yeah, Collins' theory was you got to get Aaron Rodgers, Antonio Brown. He thinks Antonio Brown would be a great fit at the Packers. Vegas kind of disagrees. The Packers were the 10th team listed, 12-1 for the Packers.
Yeah, I tell you, think about this show so far. Gurley, about how he hasn't played. Bell, how he hasn't played. Brown, how he didn't play the final game. Boy, oh boy. Oh, NBA, are we talking about, well, hey, it's the All-Star break, but even next week, are we talking about that great game with the Grizzlies? You know, probably not. We're talking about where, you know, is Antonio Brown, or I'm sorry, is Anthony Davis going to play? I mean, seemingly 80% of the topics are these multiple millionaire players going to play the game they're getting paid for?
Game doesn't change.
Game the same, just got more fits.
It's kind of like Steve Fezzik on Tuesdays when you think about it. I mean,
listen, fam. I don't know about you, Jonas. You're single and everything, but it's family first. I don't know if you know this. Kids are the future.
Yeah. Okay. Apparently. Now I will say this, RJ. Now I want to get your thought as a Steeler fan. What do you make if the Steelers in one offseason lose Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell? How confident are you heading into next year?
Well, listen, Fezzik usually doesn't reach across and press drops, but here he is.
I play for money. My kids eat.
So, I mean, listen, hey, his kids eat. So, let's give him credit. I'll be honest. I think that Pittsburgh is rebuilding because, Schuster, obviously quite good. But when you go from the first back to the second back, wide receiver, that's just such a different matchup. Double teams, shut down corners, et cetera. Running the ball, I'm worried about Big Ben, a year older. He obviously has got some hits on him. But to me, I've said it once, I'll say it probably a few more times this offseason, losing the offensive line coach for the Steelers, Mike Munchak, a Hall of Famer, former head coach for Tennessee, made a lateral move to be a line coach somewhere else. Nothing tells me that there's turmoil in the Steelers organization, in that building, more than losing one of the five most valuable line coaches, maybe one of the 10 most valuable position coaches in the NFL, decided to leave Pittsburgh for a lateral move.
And I know we talked about it also, just teams that you're up on, teams that you're down on, teams that you're flat on going into next season. I know Pittsburgh was one that we all liked as being a team that we were a little bit down on as well.
Yeah. So real quick, let's do this. We had an interesting bet yesterday, RJ Bell straight out of Vegas. And what I want to do is Fezzik was on a mental health day. So do you like go to like a garden with like running water and meditate and sit there and turn your phone? How's it? We'll get into it maybe another time. Exactly. Maybe get a haircut, get the nails done like Pauly on The Sopranos, a little extra clear finish on there. But here was the bet we did, and it's been a multiple day bet. And I think we've got one more piece of the puzzle real quick. The first bet was, would you rather have college basketball? Would you rather have Duke? Or would you rather have three other teams? And if anyone else wins, no bet. It's a push. Brad said, I'll take Duke. Fez, you got your three other teams. Your three other teams are?
Tennessee, Gonzaga, and Kentucky.
Okay. Now, up at RJ in Vegas on Twitter, there was a poll. 69% agreed with Fez. They said, I'll take my three. Less than 30% agreed with Brad. Now, Brad, I asked you, if you had the three to pick, which three would you pick? You agreed with two of Fez's, disagreed on one.
Yeah, the disagreement was Tennessee. I'd rather have Virginia than Tennessee.
So I got a bet for us. I think you two should bet. And since these are longer-term bets, I'm a matchmaker. I'm a bet maker. Is that if Tennessee wins it, or maybe we just do it last longer, like Tennessee, and if it ties, it, at a certain round, it's over. Tennessee, Virginia last longer. I'd say we do 300. That's a little longer-term bet. Fez, are you in?
Love it.
In.
All right. 300 smacks there. That's the green button. Now, so just to be clear, if Tennessee lasts longer, Fez wins 300, Virginia, Brad wins 300. Now, Brad and I were kind of messing with the bet. And boy, I love it. Fez, you were, again, at the Rock Garden, so I'm not sure if you heard about it. So here's the bet. Brad gets to pick four teams. I get everyone else in the country, and he's giving me 4-1. So he's saying he thinks Duke has about a 40% chance to win it. He thinks his three teams, say them again.
Gonzaga, Kentucky, and Virginia.
Has about a 40% chance to win it. And, I mean, I'm just going to do the math real quick. That's 20% left, which is 4-1. So I'm offering Brad to bet. Now, listen, you can back off. I mean, we'll only harass him for a couple weeks if he does. But I am going to propose 250 wins 1,000. So you're giving me 4-1. You get your four teams. I get the other 354 or whatever. And I'm risking 250. You're risking 1,000.
You're on.
Now, Fez, how much do you like that?
Oh, I love your side. I mean, even if you give Duke leap of faith 40% to win it all, which is way too high, and even if you give the other three teams 10% chance each, which again is too high, what, 40% plus 10% plus 10% plus 10%? That's still 70%. That gives you a 30% chance, worst case assumptions, RJ, to win a plus 250 bet.
So now we could, no, not plus 250, plus 400.
Plus 400, you fleeced the young man.
All right, so Brad, we can see if you feel a little bit like, oh, RJ got over on me again, I understand. Do you want to give Fez a piece of this, or you just want to make
it? No, Fez gets nothing.
So you know how good of a bet I got when he doesn't want to double down. Well, I've been on a cold streak, so let's hope I win this one. When we come back, a rare guest, Mark Willard, longtime San Diego media fellow, is going to help us understand the Machado deal.
That's coming up next. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, it's Dan Beyer.
NBA back in action tomorrow for the second part of their season, because it's surely not a half. Sixers center Joel Embiid will miss at least a week of action because of soreness in his left knee, while the Rockets will get Clint Capella back. Center expected to return tomorrow night against the Lakers after missing a month with a left thumb injury. The New York Times says the Pelicans and new GM Danny Ferry want to talk to the NBA again about sitting Anthony Davis the rest of the season. Reports say the NBA threatened the Pelicans with a $100,000 fine for each game that Davis sat out. Steelers general manager Keith Colbert confirmed the team won't use any franchise tag or transition tag on Le'Veon Bell. He'll be an unrestricted free agent. As for wide receiver Antonio Brown, Colbert said they'll talk to teams but only make a deal if they find good value. San Francisco Chronicle saying the Raiders are close to finalizing a deal to play the 2019 season at the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum. In baseball, the Detroit Tigers signing Josh Harrison to a one-year deal to play second base, while the USA Today reports the White Sox are not going to pursue free agent outfielder Bryce Harper. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Dan. We are straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up in about 12 minutes from now here on FSR, we will have Best Bets, your chance to make a little bit of coin on a Wednesday night. I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You the Fan. He is the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
And we're joined by FSR alum Mark Willard, longtime San Diego resident, just moved to the Bay Area. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good. You're the first person, I think, to call me a Fox Sports Radio alum. That sounded weird when you said it, because it's only been a few days. But I guess that's true. How's everybody doing?
All right. Try to speak up. Your phone's a little off. And we'll keep this one short here, but I wanted to get your insights. As a guy spent a lot of time in San Diego, how happy were you as a fan of the Padres with the signing?
Well, I have to say right off the front, like as you said, I've just moved up to the Bay Area. That's actually my original home, and that's where my fandom personally lies are on the Bay Area teams, which is one of the main reasons I came back. But that said, yes, I've been covering everything that's all things Padres for the last 2-3 years, and I tell you what, it's an odd feeling. It's an odd thing. Like, if you had talked to any Padres fan when the rumors started bouncing around about a month ago that they were talking to Bryce Harper and they were talking to Manny Machado, to a man, each one of those Padres fans was like, yeah, right. I'll believe that when I see it. There's no way the Padres are the team that's actually going to do this, because the Padres over the years just have that reputation of always telling their fans, just wait right there. We'll be good in 2 or 3 years. And they do that repeatedly over the years, and they never get really, really serious. But this is a different regime, and their plan has been really good. They've got the number one ranked farm system in all of baseball. So they got all this incredible talent coming. And I know a lot of people say, okay, I'll believe it when I see it. But it is really an avalanche of talent. And now when you add something like this in, you know, I just think it's a new day for the Padres. I mean, they mean business over the next 5 or 6 years for the first time in a while.
We're talking with Mark Willard. Now, tell us quickly a little bit about your new gig.
Okay, so I am back now at KMBR 680 in San Francisco, which is a station I grew up listening to, and it's kind of a heritage station around here. It's been a very successful station for a lot of years, all the way back to, you know, gosh, before I was born, and I'm in my early 40s here. So I grew up listening to it, and it's been a big piece of me that's always wanted to come back and give this a whirl in my hometown. And so that's what I'm doing. And I'm on from 7 to 10 at night, weeknights. And
awesome.
You know, have my own slot. And so I get to do some interesting things with it. And our station carries the Giants games as well. So I'll be doing some things surrounding their broadcast as well. So very excited.
Awesome. One last question for you. And this and ponder this for a moment. And I'll throw it out there to Fez, maybe whoever wants to answer first. We'll let Fez answer first, then we'll let Mark answer. Is if we were drafting the next 10 years teams, and every time your team in baseball won a World Series, you got $10,000. So really, you're just trying to pick the team that's going to win the most World Series. Where would the Padres be on that draft? Fez, just your gut blink feeling.
15.
So you think Padres are like smack in the average, their chance to win World Series in the next 10 years?
Yes.
Mr. Willard, where would you put the Padres?
Way, way higher. Let me give you a quick stat. Tom Glaser Baseball America did this. Since 2005, the 14 teams that have had the number one ranked farm system, every single one of them has been to the playoffs within 2 years. The only one that wasn't took 3 years. It was the Royals. And in 3 years, they went to back-to-back World Series. That's the Padres now. That team will be in the playoffs in 2 years or less and is set up to do it repeatedly for 4 or 5 years once they get there. I would put them top five.
That's Mark Willard, a friend of mine, a great guy. Best of luck. Talk to you down the road.
Thanks, gentlemen.
I got to tell you something. The millennials, a lot of things to complain about. Mark's not a millennial, but there seems to be this pride about not having a landline. It'd be like, hey, can I call you on your landline? They're like, I don't got a landline. What? How old are you? And it's like, I get it. If you're in the Grand Canyon or something, or you're out for a jog and you got to talk to someone, you're on your cell phone. But the idea that people would prefer that kind of connection, and then a landline's like $9 a month. It's $9 a month or something. And again, this has nothing to do with Mark. He's doing what he's doing. But boy, I tell you, to me and Jonas, you take a lot of calls. I think one of the things that's fundamentally changed talk radio is everyone's on a cell phone. No one can hear, you know, forget guests, right? I'm talking about callers, guests. You can't hear what they're saying.
Yeah, I think the big difference, though, is that I do weekend overnight. So even if they weren't a landline, they're still hammered. So it doesn't,
hear them slur.
Yes. Yeah. That is true. If I can hear them drool, that's always better for the on-air product, I believe. So, yes.
So, Brad, you actually had the Padres like in the low 20, like 28, 29, 30.
I did.
You reevaluating?
Yeah, I am now.
That's your reevaluation?
Well, I don't pretend to be a baseball expert by any means.
Well, you're a skeptic. The Padres have had a history of failure. They've never won a World Series, right? So
haven't had a winning season in nearly a decade. Haven't been to the playoffs in 15 years.
Prove it.
And it is one of the key questions, which is how much does the way the Astros, the way teams have really built that farm system, can you get over the top? Padres now have an anchor. They have a farm system. It's going to be interesting to see. When we come back, it's going to be even more interesting one of the biggest college basketball games of the season. North Carolina Duke extended Vegas preview.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox, and this is the pregame show you always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm RJ Bow. We are Straight Outta Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of you, the fan. We've got a doubleheader in college hoops on ESPN tipping off in about 12 minutes from now. It's Louisville at Syracuse. Right now, Syracuse a 2-point favorite on pregame.com.
Yeah, and I got to lean on the home team here, Syracuse minus two. And I think the Syracuse Orange have a massive energy level edge here. Let's break it down. This is Syracuse's first game in a week. Louisville, on the other hand, you look at Louisville's last 10 days, an overtime loss on the road to Florida State, a 23-point blown lead against Duke, a game that meant everything to the Cardinals, and then just a couple days ago, a 1-point win over Clemson. To me, Syracuse, a massive energy level edge. That's why I lean with the orange here.
Now, in the NBA, there's talk of when there's extended time off, the quirks of the schedule, they can actually practice for a team. In college basketball, where they typically have two games a week, they get to practice and prep and game plan, right? In any case, this is just physically you're talking more than a bunch of extra prep time being an edge.
Yeah, physically it's definitely more of an issue for Louisville, but also tactically, this is the first time Louisville has a new head coach, and it's the first time Chris Mack's preparing for Syracuse's unique defense, that 2-3 zone.
After Louisville and Syracuse go final, it's one of the great rivalries in all of sports. Number 8 North Carolina at number 1 Duke. And on pregame.com right now, the Blue Devils are a 9-point favorite.
This is the game that people are going to talk about for years to come.
Maybe. All right, Brad, what do you think?
All right, I like North Carolina. I have bet North Carolina plus 9. Let's start with the point spread. 9 points sounds like a lot. Well, it is for North Carolina. It's the largest underdog role for the Tar Heels in 5 years. And when you got a big dog, usually you're up against it statistical-wise. Not necessarily the case. North Carolina has several advantages. Number one, offensive rebounding. North Carolina's top 20 in the country in offensive rebounding. Duke's well below average. What does that mean? Well, if North Carolina has the edge on the boards, more shot attempts for North Carolina, more possessions for North Carolina potentially. Also, I think I expect it to be a relatively close game. Well, if it's coming down late, North Carolina's got a huge edge at the free throw line. Another top 50 stat for North Carolina, well below average for Duke. And from behind the arc, we talk about in basketball, the game's changing. More teams are relying on the three. A significant edge. North Carolina is top 40 in the country in three-point shooting as a team. Believe it or not, this historically great Duke team, in the bottom 50 in the country, number 306 is a team I like and have bet North Carolina plus 9.
That's Brad Powers. Now, we're going to do an extended examination of this game, dig even a little deeper.
Guys, we are brought to you by Maaco. You might not be able to get a new car with your tax refund, but you can make your car feel like it's brand new. All it needs is a great paint job. Come into Maaco today and get your dream paint job during their tax season sales event.
We talked about it, the cost for a ticket here. Now, Duke at home, not a bit, what is it, $9,000,
yep, right? You're right.
I'm hearing over $3,000 for a good ticket to this game. So, it just goes to show you, it doesn't matter if it's boxing, whatever, when it's two champion-level teams, participants, people just gravitate towards it.
Yeah, and I actually bet the over 165. RJ, I wanted to ask you, Brad, it sure seems to me every team tries to slow down the Duke athletes. I don't think North Carolina's going to look to slow them down. Would you like the over?
I would lean towards the over. Both teams top 20 in the country in tempo, so absolutely lean towards the over.
So over unders 165?
Correct.
Okay, matchup-wise, what's the considerations here? Because as talking about boxing again, style makes fights. Is this a situation where, because if Fez is right, North Carolina is not going to want to back down, you're going to get enough possessions for Duke to exert themselves as the superior team?
That's the concern. If North Carolina runs all game with them, Duke athletically, no question, far superior to North Carolina.
So do you maybe think if you're betting North Carolina like you are, do you parlay it to the under thinking that, hey, listen, if this is a low-scoring game, if North Carolina doesn't try to run with them, I'm getting 9. I'm feeling pretty good. The time it seems like you're scared plus 9 with NC is if they say, hey, we're 5-star recruits too. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, that makes a little bit more sense. No question.
And again, both of them could make sense.
Yeah.
You can, in a vacuum, think there's a better chance it's going to go over. But if you like North Carolina, you can think if North Carolina covers, there's a better chance it goes under.
Yep,
that's the definition of a correlation.
Yep.
Now, last thought on this. North Carolina, it seems like you just played up a lot of nice things about them.
Mm-hmm.
They're one of my teams, right?
Yeah, they are.
All right, so let's get this clear again. Yep. So you've got Duke.
Yep.
Gonzaga.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Kentucky. And Virginia.
And I've got
North Carolina.
And everyone else.
Yes.
And if I win, how much do I get?
$1,000.
And if you win?
$250.
Now, guys, if you ever want to say, like, how do I, if you're a youngster, we're not saying break any laws. If you want to say, how can I be RJ Bell? How can I have my own radio show? How can I live in Las Vegas? It's bets like that that make it happen. Fez, have you seen a better bet recently?
It's right up there. You know, and you get Michigan State, you get Louisville, you get so many good teams, RJ, and you're getting 4-1.
Ooh, dog.
If you missed any of today's show, you can catch the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. The Odd Couple is next. We are straight out of Vegas, back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Vegas! Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.